About Langford Highlands. Incumbent, Ravi Parmar, NDP, 2023, Langford 1 de Fuca. Langford Highlands is a new riding for the 2024 election. It encompasses some of the former Langford 1 de Fuca riding. The 1 de Fuca portion is now part of 1 de Fuca Malahat. Langford 1 de Fuca was the riding of former NDP Premier John Horgan, who captured almost 68% of the vote in 2020. New Democrat Ravi Parmar's win in a 2023 by-election wasn't quite so large, but he still took 53% of the vote. 2023 by-election results. Langford 1 de Fuca. NDP 67%. Liberal 17%. Green 16%. 2020 election results. Langford 1 de Fuca. NDP 69%. Green 17%. Liberal 15%. Communist. Less than 1%. The candidates in Langford Highlands. The candidates this election are Green candidate Aaron Castles, who works in hospitality management. Conservative Mike Harris, a carpenter and small business owner. New Democrat Ravi Parmar, an MLA and former school board trustee. Where to vote in Langford Highlands? Voters have an assigned voting place on general voting day, but you can vote at another voting place if it's more convenient to you. Find your assigned voting place on your Where to Vote card, which should have arrived in the mail, or check out Election BC's Where to Vote app to find voting places near you. These are the voting locations in the riding of Langford Highlands. Crystalview Elementary School, 2662 Silverstone Way, Langford. Four Points Sheraton, 829 McCallum Road, Langford. Gordon United Church, 935 Goldstream Avenue, Langford. Happy Valley Elementary School, 3291 Happy Valley Road, Langford. Highlands Community Hall, 729 Finlayson Arm Road, Highlands. Royal Canadian Legion Branch, 91-761 Station Avenue, Langford. The Forge Church, 2612 Souk Road, Langford. Wilway Elementary School, 2939 Mount Wells Drive, Langford. Check Elections BC for updates and to confirm locations and hours for all voting places. Greater than you can find more information on voting requirements and other ridings in our guide to the 2024 BC election on Vancouver Island.